Hey guys, welcome to the latest episode of the SaaS Sessions podcast. Today we have Sharmila Sundaram on the show. She has nearly a decade of experience in building value and knowledge-based teams and companies. She's currently the co-founder and CEO of Core Factors, where she leads the sales, strategy, and marketing side of things. Sharmila, such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Sunil. So I'm regularly following your podcast and it adds a lot of value, right? So thank you for your opportunity, Sunil.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And, you know, I think it would be exciting to you as well, you know, being a listener and now being a guest on the show.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I just gave a very short introduction about you, Sharmila. Can you go ahead and, you know, introduce yourself in your own words and, you know, add more to it and add more spice to it?
Yeah, so I'm basically a normal girl from Tier 2 city. Okay, who just finished the master's in computer science. And a year after I finished master's, I got into one of the startup. So which was started by our co-founder, Senthil. Okay, and I was working on it. And after 1 year of time, like myself and Senthil, we wanted to do something in sales and marketing. Okay, so that's how we started the ideation stage. And it took almost 6 months for us. And we decided that we wanted to be a product company in sales and marketing space. And to be in that space, obviously, right? Like we want to understand the customer's problem. Right. So we want to do we want to interact with a lot of customers. So we started Core Factors in 2013. And initially we started solutions. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was our first phase. 2013, we started and we started reselling. So I was looking into the sales part of it and Senthil and his friends were looking into our technical part of it. So they were from product company. Basically they were working in MNCs and they were from product company. I was in one man army that time. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I was just looking into sales and slowly I think in the same year I was joined. Okay, mm-hmm. with us, and he's a mutual friend of us, and he has shown interest, and he has that same kind of a passion, again, from a very normal background, and he also wanted to do something which will really help a lot of businesses out there in the world. So that was the whole idea, and this continued for 2 years, like 2013 we started, and we grown up to 8-9 employees in 2 years, and we are not funded that time, like we were bootstrapping. Mm-hmm. And slowly we understood the problem. So that was really a quite interesting thing, because myself and Vimal, we were in the sales side, so we got a lot of opportunity to get into the customer, going to the customer place, talking with them and interacting with them. So what is the problem basically in sales and marketing space? So that really helped us. So basically the problem is they were having 6 vendors in place for running their entire business show. So let's take an example. If they want to run any kind of a marketing campaign, they need a tool to design a landing pages for a lead capturing. So they were running digital marketing. They were having digital marketing agencies for running Facebook ads. They were having, different SMS provider, SMS email vendor provider. And also they were using Excel sheets for lead management. Mm-hmm. And multiple things. So there were at least minimum 6 software they were using. And the most important thing is that they felt the data is not integrated. So everything is under different places. So they couldn't visualize the results in a better way. So that's where we got that kind of a thing. And we thought, okay, so this is the time we want to build our own product. So we wanted to give them an integrated solution so that they will get a seamless experience from lead generation to customer retention. So that's how the Teleduce born in 2015. Okay.
Got it.
And over the year, from 2015 to 18, obviously, right? Like product got evolved day by day, and we got around, till 2018, we were around 20 people, and we got some angel funding from the known circle, and it got evolved day by day. And you can say it's all about customers. So they were the ones who really helped us, because we don't have someone who can mentor us or maybe who can do a market research for us and all. It's all about them. Basically, they were the ones who handholded us. So whenever there is a requirement, they will suggest us, okay, you can do like this, you can do like this. So I can say the credits, most of the credits go to customers, because they helped us in shaping the product in a better way. So that is really a great thing. And today we have around 4,000 users we onboarded, and we have significantly grown in past 1.5 years, and 4,000 users and 500 plus customers across India. So this is very what it's all about, our journey. And right now we are around 40 people team. So who are working in Core Factors. Yeah.
Really interesting. So like, you know, great journey there, but talking about in entering in this space, right? So I think you guys started back 7 years back, right? So
yes.
At that time,
yes.
There was not a lot of marketing automation platforms or integrated marketing automation platforms where you can do multiple types of campaigns under one umbrella, right? But now if you just open the G2Crowd page for marketing automation platform, you see it's a red ocean, right? Like there are a bunch of...
Yeah, it's not only about marketing automation, so it's all about like integrated sales marketing tool. So it contains marketing, sales, support and success, so all four different modules. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So again, integrated platform, right? So
yes,
and I'm sure like there would be different platforms which would give you all that, like HubSpot is one I know.
Yes, so absolutely.
Entering into this particular space, right? It would be really challenging, and not a lot of, you know, startups would want to enter into a red ocean space, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of piqued your interest, or like when you guys were starting 7 years back, what was the motivation behind you guys that you wanted to start into this space? Or what are the gaps? Are there, like, you know, did you see any gaps which are there in the existing systems or existing processes or tools? And you thought like, you know, hey, this can be fixed, or you saw that, you know, these tools which are out there, like for example, HubSpot. So they are not solving any particular problem to a particular industry, and you built Core Factors just going behind that particular industry. So what was it all about?
Yeah, it's really a good point to discuss, Sunil. So, I mean, this is something like I want to talk about this. Maybe it can be useful for other people who are hearing this, right? So when you are entering into a crowded space, so what really made our interest is that, see, the problems are very clear, Sunil. So when we are, as I said, when initial first 2 years, when we are working with, we worked with almost more than 150 customers in 2 years span of time. And the problem, what we got from various industries, right? Let's take it as BFSI segment, or maybe it's a manufacturing sometimes, or maybe it's a service providers or healthcare. Maybe I'm missing it something, maybe real estate. So these are the major things we work with. So the problem is, statement is, even though there are tools like available, like as you mentioned, HubSpot or Zoho or Freshworks or whatever it is. So what we felt is that like, it is not Indianized. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the main problem, what they were feeling is that like, see, Indian, with respect to Indian customers, like they want something which they want very much Indianized, and at the same time it should be very easy to use, right? So the product success lies in the users using the product. It's not about the customers, I mean, it's not about the decision makers who pay for the product. It's all about the users, right? So when we say we are having 4,000 plus users, the users find it very useful. So we thought like, we were catching their pulse, and they were saying like they need a tool where they can do all the activities under one single place. Okay.
Right.
And so let's take an example. So when you are asking me specifically one thing, so I can talk about inbuilt cloud telephony, right? Mm-hmm. So when you go for a market and you see, so obviously like, I mean, Zoho or HubSpot, they are very big, right? So they have been very huge and they are doing good. And see, the point is that with Indian mentality, they want a integrated and inbuilt cloud telephony system, so that they want to make calls to the customer from that product only. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is a very small gap. That is a big gap, actually, not a small gap. So when other players, they are providing an API to integrate, again, it is becoming a difficult for them. They don't want to again go for another vendor. They want a single tool where their team can make a call inside the product. Okay, via cloud telephony. So that is one kind of a gap which we really identified that was really helpful. And one more thing is that when you talk about other competitors, or maybe talk about other pain problem, they don't want the marketing and sales team to work different way. They want to work under one single roof. So all the modules are under one single roof, so that marketing team can also see, hey, I have given this many leads, what is my ROI? Right. Okay. So then again, that is the pain problem. That is something which is not clear. I'm pretty much sure maybe that can be there with other platform, but it is not very easy way to access. Okay. Mm-hmm. So another thing is that like the business owners want to see a success, basically like what is my retention? What is my churn rate? Again, they are able to see it under one single roof. So it's basically about small gaps we have identified and we are positioned. See, that is what, you don't need only USP. And another important thing is that how you position yourself, right? So we haven't positioned ourselves as a CRM. So we haven't positioned ourselves as a CRM. That is why we have positioned ourselves as an integrated tool. So when you take our competitors, like they have positioned themselves as a CRM company or maybe sales automation or marketing automation. So we have positioned ourselves as an integrated company. So we give lot of, maybe it is a pretty old word, the way integrated, right? So, but we are making sure that in each and every way, each and single place in the product is integrated. So that like as a business owner or as a user, you should get that flow, that seamless flow, and you should be able to easily access to it. So it's all about, see, when someone wants to enter into a crowded space, kindly find the gap, kindly identify the niche space. There will be some kind of a niche space for you. So identify that and work on your marketing according to that. Target to that kind of a people. Obviously, it will work. You can succeed. So, and one of the success that why we have grown in past one, so I can say past 1.5 year growth is a very decent growth. So it's all about how we have positioned ourselves.
Makes sense. And
one more thing I want to add is that the kind of a market, right? Like the market is also big. So right now, like everyone moving towards online, right? So they want a tool. Obviously, they need something. Everyone is, all the businesses, I mean, you can take it as past 6 months, so most of the business moved online, right? So this is the right time. And it is estimated to be around $2.3 billion market in 2023 in India. And with respect to the global SaaS market, obviously by 2025, as per the Gartner report, it will be $400 billion market. And majority of the, I can say like 30% of the, in that is all about CRM and marketing automation, right? So market should also be there. When you are entering into a crowded space, you have to think of a market also. Yeah, Sunil. Yeah.
Totally. No, and I would love to add one more thing as well. As you said, like positioning is important. Another thing that I would think which would be important is, you know, selling or sales as well, right? So selling this particular product to your customers in India. And I can see on your website, you know, there are like really good logos that you have acquired. So what are the things when you go and sell this product to your existing customers, what were the things that you mentioned, right? Or what were the things that stood out for you guys, or what are the some things that work for you in terms of sales in India?
So with respect to this team, as a team, like frankly speaking, like for past 6 months only we are receiving inbound leads. So sales has always been a crucial factor for us, because when you say selling a product in India, obviously you should understand their problem in detail and you should provide the solution. Right? That is how the sale is happening. It's all about you have to provide a solution. Like most of the time, I can say like our sales team meets the clients regularly. So whenever there is a lead, it took us multiple touch points to close the lead. So minimum 3 to 4 meetings. Okay. I can say 2019 was a very, very hectic year for us, because like everyone used to meet minimum 2 to 3 clients in a day. Okay, so we go to the client place, because you know, right, like we wanted to meet in face to face. So it was like completely like maybe Mumbai, Pune, we were traveling on multiple cities and we were understanding their problem and we were providing some kind of custom solution. Okay, so not exactly like we are always somewhat flexible. So that's how you can see a very good brands on our this thing. So because we customize the solution according to their needs. So entire 2019 was like, it's all about like we have to acquire more customers and we have to solve their problem and we have to retain them in 2020. That is what the whole idea was. So we were doing it well and we go to the client place, we work with them, work along with them. So a lot of times we used to be in their office. When we are closing some kind of a big ticket sizes, we used to be in their office. We really helped them to set up the complete things and we used to be there. It's a kind of a consulting mode what we worked in 2019. Okay, so that really helped us. So that really helped us to get more customers onboarded, and that really helped us to understand various industries problems. So when I was mentioning in the previous point that we were working, so majority like we were targeting these 5 industries only. So the multiple touch points. So it was really required and kind of a follow-up. So when you talk about sales, so sales is all about either you generate leads or talk with the inbound leads, you go and discuss with them, or you, I mean, obviously you will meet them or give an online demo, you send a proposal, you follow up with them, and you will get some objections. And after that, you will close the deal or lose the deal. And obviously, and again, you have to retain the client. That is upselling and cross-selling. It's very simple. Like, it's a process. So entire team was very strict in following the process last year. And also, other three important factor what we saw is that we were very, very clear in following up and building a relationship. It's not like a generic follow-up, like, sir, we haven't any update. Not like that. So we were building a relationship. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, building relationship is very important. That will really get you a lot of referrals. I don't know, like right now, everything, even we are a SaaS company and now everything is online for us also. But I can say, like, from the initial days till now, we built a good relationship with the clients, and kind of a follow-up we did was really good. Like, entire sales team was following that process. And one more thing is that when you are in sales, you should generate minimum 2 leads per day. You should always keep your pipeline full, right? That is something we did consistently. Yeah, that is something we did consistently. As a team, we were very, very sure we generate 1 or 2 leads, 2 leads minimum in a day. So that was something we were really looking into. And the third thing which really helped us to close big deals is lead response time, right? So let me take an example. Like when it comes to lead response time, as per the HBR review and everything, like you should respond to the lead within 5 minutes. Otherwise, the chances of losing the leads are very high. Yeah. Right? So we were very clear. So I would like to share an example, a story of how we got Tata Institute of Social Science on board. Mm-hmm. So like it's a story, like we got a lead, let's take today, we got a lead around 11 o'clock, we spoke within 5 minutes, and we sent a proposal or maybe a product deck, what you call it as custom product deck, according to their need in next 1 hour, 1.5 hours, I guess. Within lunch we have sent it, and next day morning 9:30 I was in their office in Mumbai. I'm staying in Bangalore, and I was in their office in Mumbai, and deal closed in a week, and almost 350 users are using our product.
Nice.
So, I mean, I'm pretty much sure. And for this lead, there were a lot of competition. We won this lead because of only faster response. Okay. And the kind of the custom we have did. So, see, when you are in sales, I mean, obviously for everyone out there in the sales, always keep your pipeline full, and we have to follow up and build a relationship is very, very important. And also we should respond to the lead within 5 minutes of time. So this will really help us to... This is the process that we are following from 2019, and this has really helped us to rise the numbers, and we have seen a good revenue numbers last year, and this year also it's continuing. The pattern is reflecting again, and we are following up the same process. I think this is working well for us.
That's a really, you know, great story for closing such a big name in about just a week. So yeah. And really good job on scaling in India, right? Like selling, you know, SaaS product in India at such a big scale. That's really amazing. And
yes.
So, and I assume, like, to run all this show, right, you would require a lot of good talent, you know, who's working with you on executing all of these strategies or these playbooks that you guys are building. So yeah. How come, you know, how did you hire the first 10, 15 people when you guys started 7 years back, and you mentioned now you're close to 50 people. So how
40,
was the,
yeah, obviously.
40 people. So yeah. How was the first 10 people hired, and was it a lot on sales focused, or was it a lot on marketing focused, or was it a lot on product and, you know, development focused?
So, I mean, it's a mix, I can say. Like, it's focused on product also. Obviously, it's focused on sales also. But see, our hiring process is like... very simple, Sunil. Okay. We for example, if it is a sales, we will look into whether that particular person is having that skill set. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is one thing, irrespective of their educational background. From the day one till now, we have not worried about their background, like what is their education and all. So we have looked into only their skill set. Okay. Mm-hmm. So whether they are capable of doing it, that's it. So whether they can provide a deliverable. So that is one thing, irrespective of their education background, like we required a skill set. And another thing is that usually, like, I talk with all the people, like, before they are onboarded. So one thing I would always wanted to know from this, that whether they are passionate about building a brand, right? So when you are working for a MNC, you will work for a small part. And when you are working for a startup, you need that kind of perseverance, right? It might take 1 year or it might take 10 years. So that kind of perseverance is very important with respect to startups. So you can take a story of Elon Musk also. So it took almost 7-8 years for Tesla and SpaceX to be successful for him, right? Exactly. So the kind of perseverance the Tesla employees or SpaceX employees had was really great. So that kind of grit and determination. So that is something I usually look into. Like I will ask them, I will explain them about the dream, what we are dreaming of. And if they are really believing in that dream, you are in. Otherwise, it's fine. So yeah. that kind of fire should be there. So here in Core Factors, no people work on time, like 9-to-6 job. It's like their own company. Like it's all about we tell one thing, you take your responsibility and deliver. We don't mind like whether you want to work on this time, that time. It's all about being responsible and delivering things.
Totally.
Right. So it's the talent, obviously it's very important, Sunil. Like when you are not hiring the right talent, the mindset of entire company will go down. So it's very, very important. You should find the candidates who is having that mindset of building a product or building a brand and who is believing in your dream of solving business's problem. Others' problem with our product, right? So I think like that was our process from the day one, and still now we are following the same process. So we believe in their skill set and their passion, right? So I will say one thing. See, everyone who is in the startup company or entrepreneurs, because they know end to end. If you take any companies, any startup companies, they will work end to end. It's like a full stack developer in product, in a technical way. It's like they know end to end, right? So they are in the company from the scratch. So I think they are also an entrepreneurs. I think it is all about the kind of a fire and passion. That is one thing, like I would say that is something we have to look into when you are hiring people.
No, completely makes sense. And having the right mindset
in
people is really, really important when you're hiring, you know, your first 10, 15, 20 employees, because they are also, they're not your employees. They're kind of your family, which
it's an extended family.
Who is working with you in making success of this particular company that everyone is working for. So
obviously.
I totally agree with that. And so, yeah, this has been a really insightful discussion, and we will quickly move towards the lightning round. So
okay.
I have like 3 questions for you in the lightning round. So
sure,
first one. So what do you know about your work now that you wish you would have known when you first started?
Yeah. So there are multiple things. Okay. I can share one. So I think we have taken too much of time when we are in the beginning. Like, I think we have taken too much of time with respect to developing website and marketing. I think we failed there in the beginning. Like, we did lot of things which I regret we should have avoided. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is something like building the website, right? That is a very good example I can take. Initially, we thought like we should outsource it and we should build it and then we will do SEO. We are little late in marketing. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been really great if you would have understood that outsourcing the website will not work. Everything should be in-house. I think we would have been in much better position right now.
Really interesting. So second one, what did your biggest professional failure teach you?
Be consistent. Okay. Disciplined and follow the process. Okay. So as Robin Sharma always says, consistency is the mother of mastery. So if you are not consistent, don't expect your team to be consistent. Okay. You have to be an example for others out there in your team. So it's not about, see, I always believe in that. So be consistent. So I think I'm a big believer of that. Like I'm a big believer of that.
Makes sense. Then the last one, right? So what's the number one thing that has helped you shorten your learning curve?
Okay. So I think read a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Learning curve, see, obviously, like, learning curve can be differing from stage to stage, right? So when you are in the beginning stage, that will be different. And when you are in the middle stage, that will be different. And when you are in the growing phase, that will be different. So I think you should be very, very choosy in what you wanted. So I think book reading is something relevant book reading. So usually, like, I do like this one book I used to learn earlier. I used to read a lot of books which were not at all relevant to me. I thought, like, I should go in that way. But now I have streamlined everything in the sense, like, you should read one thing about which will help you as a sales, and another thing, it's for a business. So I think that has saved a lot of my time now. So I strongly believe in this.
Really interesting. So this has been a very insightful discussion, Sharmila. Like, a lot of learnings in, you know, selling in particularly the Indian market and selling an integrated platform, right? You do marketing and service and CRM and positioning it in a way where, you know, where you're focusing all your assets or all your collaterals towards the users of your product and not the buyers of your product, because generally these two are different in, you know, in many of the companies.
Yeah.
So that's a really great learnings from you right there. So thanks a lot for taking time this
Sure.
morning and, you know, coming and sharing on all these great things on the show today.
Thank you, Sunil. It was really nice talking with you again. And I mean, it's a wonderful kind of discussion, right? Wishing you all success in your future endeavors. Yes.